Begin the current daf Masechet Pesachim daf Samach. We begin on the bottom of the Testament base, four lines up in the bottom of the Amud, where the Gemara begins the Gemara discussion of our Mishnah. That is, the Mishnah in the previous daf spoke about the invalidation, the psul that there is by the carbon Pesach. And that is, any carbon that's brought shaloi lishma, not for the namesake of what the carbon is going to be possible, and there are different levels of psul. And so therefore the Mishnah spoke about regarding the carbon Pesach that it's going to be invalid, it's not going to be a kosher carbon Pesach. However, the Mishnah then said that even if one did not do the entire, all the four avodas, let's say shaloi lishma, but rather did one lishmai and one shaloi lishmai, or one shaloi lishmai, one lishmai, is also going to be invalid. Now, Gemara begins a discussion, which is going to take us through a lot of the daf, regarding what exactly is the explanation of these cases. As the Gemara says, Bayer Papa, Papa asked, in regards to elucidation of our Mishnah, Bavoida achas tenan, was this lishmoy and shaloi lishmoy, meaning one being, yes, for the namesake of the Karban Pesach, one not being, were they talking about both by one avoida, oy b'shtei avoidas tanan, or were they by two different avoidas? As the Gemara explains, ba'avoida achas tanan, were they by one avoida, and that is, he had the machshava of shaloi lishmoy and of lishmoy, in other words, let it be for the Karban Pesach that it's supposed to be, and also then he said, you know, let it be not for the Karban that's supposed to be, let it be, let's say, for a shlam. And although it's by one avoida, which is regarding, let's say, by the shechita, in the shechita, in the middle he was thinking, let it be lishmai, or let it be shalei lishmai, and still the Mishnah is telling us that it's going to be pasul, and that is because v'Rabbi Yosi hi de'amar, it's like Rabbi Yosi, who he says in Masechtas Tumor and Avchafayim and Alv, that af b'gemar dvarav, that even with the conclusion of a person's statement, which let's say in the case of the Mishnah of lishmai and shalei lishmai, that Adam Nitfas, a person is obligated in what he's saying, both in regards of what he started off saying, and also with regards to what he ended off saying. So although he started off, let's say, Lishmai, doing the Shechita, but however, even in that Shechita itself, if he ended off with another Machshav of Shaloi Lishmai, that also would invalidate it. So although it started off with Lishmai, however, Shaloi Lishmai will then invalidate it. The Ira made, because if our Mishnah was talking about that it was in one Avaida, that is in, let's say, the Shechita, he started off Lishmai, you know, I'm doing this for the right purpose, for the right carbon, that's for Karban Pesach. And then in the middle of slaughtering, he's like, you know what, let me do it for a different carbon, which is Shaloi Lishmai, which is invalidation. If it was like Remeir, Ha'amah Tavos Loshon Rishon, but his opinion, which is mentioned in Gemara Masechtas Temura, over there also on Chafayim at Aleph, that he says that a person goes according to the first part of what he said, which that case over there is discussing in the Gemara Temura. If someone says, Harizu Temuras Oila Temuras Shalom, which Temura is that it's switching a carbon, that they have a carbon to be brought, and he says, you know what, let it be switched onto this. And he says, let this be the exchange of an Oila, and he says, let it be the exchange of a Shalom. Sir Meir says that this animal is a Temura of an Oila. And although he ended off by saying Temura Shalom, it doesn't make a difference. A person's first statement, Tafas Lashon Rishon, you grab the first thing that he said, and that is the Kaveya, that is what it is. It's going to be a Temura of an Oila. Rabbi Yosi says that what he said, both components, even Gemar Dvarav, Adam Nitvas, both are true. What he said, that it let it be a Temura Oila, it is, and let it be Temura Shalom, it is. How can it be both oil and shlam? Therefore, the halacha, he says over there, is that it has to go out to pasture until it develops a blemish. Then you sell it. And with the monetary gain, you buy with half of it an oil and half with a shlam. So therefore, the Gemara is saying, this is what Rav Papa's question is, if our Mishnah is talking about the invalidations of lishmoy and shaloi lishmoy, if it's talking about by one avaida, then our Mishnah must be like Rabbi Yosi, not like Rabbi Meir. Because according to Rabbi Meir, if in one avaida you have a Lashon Rishon and a Lashon Acher, and first he said Lishmai and then Shaloi Lishmai, it would be Lishmai only. We go with Lashon Rishon, and therefore it would be a Kasher Karban Pesach. If we're saying in our Mishnah that Lishmai and Shaloi Lishmai, if it's in one avaida that is going to be possible, it must be like Rabbi Yosi, who says that we choose either one. Both are true. And therefore, if any one of the components are going to be Shaloi Lishmai, even if the first one was Lishmai, even Megmar Dvarav Adam Nitfes is going to be possible. Then we continue on to the beginning of Samach Med Aleph. Or maybe what our Mishnah was talking about when it said the psul was that if a person had a machshava by two different avoidas, that is, by one avoida he said, okay, let's say by shechit, I'm going to do it for the namesake of Karban Pesach. And then for the other avoida, let's say of Kabbalah, he said, no, I'm going to do it Shaloi Lishmai, not for his namesake. And then Vafel Remeir, then our Mishnah could be going even like Remeir, the Amar Tafas Lashon Rishon, that he says that the primary one is the first term that he chooses. However, here you can't say Tafas Lashon Rishon, and that's why even Remeir would agree in our Mishnah that it's going to be possible, even though the first one was l'shmoy and the second one is shalal l'shmoy, because hanemi l'bavoyda achas. When would Rebbe Meir say that you go according to the first term that he said, which was l'shmoy? That's in one avoyda, in one thing, which is defined by one criteria: is it l'shmoy or shalal l'shmoy? Like, for example, by the let this be tamur soil or tamur shlam, so it's either one or the other. So then it's the first one. Here also, if it was by one avoyda, then yes, of course he would agree that it would be kasha. But if it's by two avoidas, then Rebbe Meir would agree that it's going to be possible. And that's because all these four avoidas of Shechita, Kabbalah, Halacha, and Zrika, all of them are distinctly have the capacity of invalidating the carbon with either one on their own. And therefore, even according to Rebbe Meir, it would be possible. So that's the Gemara's question. That's Rebbe Papa's question. Is our Mishnah, when it's invalidating by having both Lishmai and Shalai Lishmai, is it by one Avoida, and therefore then our Mishnah would be like Rabbi Yasi? Or is it talking about even by two Avoidas, and then could be even like Rabbi Meir, because then it doesn't apply to Tavis Lashon Rishon, because each Avoida is judged individually. Yes, Lashon Rishon, which what you said Lishmai was by Shechita, but then by Kabbalah, the Shalai Lishmai, that in itself would invalidate it. Each one has the capacity to validate on its own. So what was our Mishnah talking about? One Avoida or by two Avoidas? So on that, the Gemara responded and said, Amri, they said, Ahai. Wait a second. From which one of the Lashainas, of the terms of our Mishnah, of the end of the Mishnah, was this question of Rav Papa applying to? And that is, we had two cases. We had when he says Lishmai and Shalai Lishmai. And we had when he says Shalai Lishmai and then Lishmai. So, Inei Ma Shalai Lishmai, if he's saying that it's going on the case of when first, whether again in one avoid or two avoid, which is what the question is, but that first he had the thought, let it be not for the sake of the Karban Pesach. And then, ulishmai, and then he decided, you know what, let it be for what it's supposed to be a Karban Pesach. But that's pretty obvious. That wouldn't be a question whatsoever. Because then, bein b'avoida achas, bein b'shtei avoidas, then whether it was in one avoida, in other words, let's say just in Shechita or in Kabbalah or Halacha Zricha, or even if it was by two avoidas, that is, one machshava was in Kabbalah, let's say, and the other one was in the Zricha, then bein l'remeya, then whether it were to be in Remeya's opinion, that it would be possible in one avoida, because Remeya says, tafas lashon rishon. Again, if we're saying it's in the case of first shalai lishmai, then lishmai, then pretty obvious, even according to Remeya, two avoidas for sure, but even one avoida most definitely also would be possible, because the first lashon, which in the one avoida, is shalai lishmai, and bein l'rabiyasi, and also according to Rabiyasi, if Salei Mekamaisa, it would already be possible according to everybody from the first Machshava, which was Shalei Lishmai, because the whole Rabbi Yasi, not because even according to Rabbi Yasi, that we had said that he goes according to what we ended off, Af Begmad Varv Adam Nitvas Islei. He holds that a person is also defined by the last statement that he said. In other words, it's not just the first, but also the last, but it's both them together. The entire statement, it has validity, and therefore we said so. Either one, we have to consider both the beginning and the end. So he said, regarding the first tzad of the Gemara, which we said that if it's in one avoida, and if it's, let's say, the case of lishmai and shalei lishmai, we said that shalei lishmai at the end, where it's going to invalidate it. But if it's shalei lishmai and then lishmai, he would also invalidate it, because he's not saying it's only the end, it's af begmar, also the end, but also the beginning. So therefore, the Gemara is saying that wouldn't be a question of Rav Papa, which in regarding that case, because that's pretty obvious according to Rav Meir and Rav Yasi, and if it's going in one avoda or on two avodas, according to everybody, when it's first shalei lishmai and then lishmai, that it's definitely going to be possible. So what would the question be? Ella, it must be that the question that was being posed by Rav Papa was on the case of alishmai v'shalei lishmai. On the case of when there was first a thought of lishma, that let it be for Pesach, and then he changed to shalei lishma, then that's what the question of Rapapa applies. Because then if it's in one avoida, and still the Mishnah is saying that's going to be possible, then you can't say our Mishnah is like Rav Meir, because he says, tafas lashon rishon, which means that the lashon achron, the last terminology that you use, has no validity whatsoever, and therefore, if you first use lishmai, and then shalei lishma, it should be kasher. And then, therefore, our Mishnah that says that it's possible, obviously, is not like Rav Meir. So that's the Gemara's, that was Rav Papa's question. That are we talking about by one Avoida, and then our Mishnah of when it's the case of Lishmai, and then Shalei Lishmai, is not like Rav Meir? Or is it talking about even two Avoidas, when then even Lishmai and Shalei Lishmai, even according to Rav Meir, it says that Tavis Lashon Rishon, but each Avoida is judged separately, then even it would be like Rav Meir, that it was going to be possible. So that the Gemara attempts to bring different proofs to show from our Mishnah, the later Mishnah is to show that what type of case we're talking about, if it's by one Avoida or two Avoidas, that we're saying all these cases of Lishmai, Lishmai, to resolve if our Mishnah is only like Rabbi Yasi or even like Rav Meir. So Tashma from our Mishnah. The Mishnah began by saying, HaPesach Sheshach D'Shaloy Lishma. Regarding the Karban Pesach, which was slaughtered Shaloy Lishma of a Karban Pesach, V'kibol, V'hilach, V'zark Shaloy Lishma, and it was received, or it was transported, or it was thrown Shaloy Lishma. So those are what's going to be possible because of Shaloy Lishma. So the Gemara develops the Raya. Hey Chedami, what is the understanding of the first case of a Mishnah? If you're going to read it like it's written in our Mishnah, which is that he slaughtered, and he received it, and he transported, and he threw, all of these four avodas were all done shalei lishma, and not that it was or, in other words, either one of them what was done shalei lishma, but that all four were done shalei lishma. But then the question becomes, lama li ad mechashav lekulu? Why would I need that case, that to say that all four were done shalei lishma, to make a puzzle, but mikamaisa evsalei? Already from the first one, whichever one, Shechita, Kabbalah, whichever one you started doing, Shalei Lishma, already invalidates, as the Gemara says in Masechta Zvachim, and already there in the beginning of the Masechta, that the carbon becomes possible with any one of the four avoidas. So why would our Mishnah be saying that you did all four avoidas, Shalei Lishma, you only need one? Elav, so obviously you have to say, the Hachkin, what was the understanding of the first case of a Mishnah? We're saying there were four different cases. In other words, HaPesach Sheshachtu Shalei Lishma, if the Karban Pesach was only slaughtered Shalei Lishma. Or Inam, you could even say Shachtu Lishma, it was slaughtered Lishma. But V'kibol V'hilach V'zark Shalei Lishma, however the rest of the Avodas were done Shalei Lishma. Or Inam, we could even say that Shachtu V'kibol V'hilach Lishma, that all of them were done Lishma, besides the last one, V'zark Shalei Lishma, and however the Zrika was done Shalei Lishma, that again, basically the main idea the Gemara is trying to say is that they were or. In other words, all you need is one of them to be done Shalei Lishma to make it possible. Now, the Havilosh the Avodas, which obviously means to say that the understanding of the first case of a Mishnah was told in two different Avodas, which is what we were saying, that you did the Shechita Shalei Lishma, and then it says the Kibbol V'Halach V'Zark, when it says all the different things, it's talking about or, and that is, you did part of it Lishma, and then you did another Avodah Shalei Lishma. So then name a Sefer. So then let's look at the Sefer, which is the case under discussion regarding Rav Papa's question. Then the Mishnah says, Lishmai V'Shalei Lishmai, if it's first done Lishma, and then Shalei Lishma, it's going to be Pasul. Now, Hei Chidami, how do you understand the case of that Sefer, that Mishnah, again, which was the context of what we were asking, is that one Avodah, two Avodahs? If he's saying that case itself is told about when one avodah, let's say, was done lishma, and then the next avodah was done shalei lishma, but hayna reisha, we just showed that the case of the reisha, essentially there's like three different cases in our Mishnah. There was the first case which spoke about this, what we were discussing just before, when you did the shechita shalei lishma, kibbol v'halach v'zark shalei lishma. Then you have these two different cases of when you did first one lishma and shalei lishma and shalei lishma and lishma. Now, regarding those two different cases is what we were saying, that was the question, if they were done in one avodah or two avodahs, and we said, really, essentially, the question only applies when the first one was, if the first one was lishma, and then the second one was shalei lishma, if that was, again, one avodah or two avodahs, that would be the question if it's the Mishnah like Rameo or like Rabbi Yisi. But if the first case of the Mishnah already is, as we just demonstrated, it has to be talking about it was in two different avodahs, that you did Shechita, let's say Lishma, and then Kabbalah Shalei Lishma, because it can't be told that all of them were done Shalei Lishma, because that you wouldn't have to say that, because all you need is one Avodah Shalei Lishma. So it must mean that there were different cases, and that you did part of it, one Avodah Lishma, one Shalei Lishma. So then, therefore, how can you say that when the Mishnah says that it was done Lishma versus Shalei Lishma, it was two different Avodahs, that would be a repetition of what the Mishnah already began with. El Alav, so must be, Bavodah Achas. And when the Mishnah is saying that when it's done, Lishma, the Shalei Lishma, it's done in one Avodah, let's say in the Shechita, you started off Lishma, then you ended off Shalei Lishma, and still saying that it's possible, must be Rabbi Yisihi. The Amma Af Begma Advar of Adam Nitva. So you have to say that our Mishnah is like Rabbi Yisi, who says that even the end of what you concluded with, which was Shalei Lishma in the same Avodah, that also is a defining criteria, and that's what's going to be possible, and therefore our Mishnah must be, not like Rabbi Meir. Now the Gemara says Loi. No, it's not a Raya. Loyalam, I could tell you that the end of the Sefer, the end of the Mishnah, which is the case under discussion, when it was done, Lishmoy, and then Shalei Lishmoy, Bishtei Avodas. It's talking about by two different Avodas, and therefore our Mishnah could be like Rameir. That's why he would agree that it's going to be possible. But then the question is, what do you mean that's the case of the Reisha? That's not difficult, because the Reisha is its own distinct Chiddush. Because although they're talking both by two different avodas, it's different. Because the Reisha the Koi b'shchita become Chashav b'shchita. The Reisha is talking about that you were doing the Shechita, and then you had a machshava regarding the Shechita. Inami, Koi bezrika v'komachash bezrika. That's a, when you do it, when you did the shechita, you did it lishma. As we said, that you only need one avoida shaloi lishma. So when you did the shechita, you did it lishma. But when you did the zrika, you thought of it shaloi lishma. So that's the obvious case of when there are two different avoidas. But then the question was, what do you need the sefer for? And that, the sefer is a unique chiddush. Because sefer de koi b'shchita v'kachosha bezrika. Sefer that we said is talking about two different avoidas is that, however, you're during the shchita, you thought two different thoughts. One was regarding the shchita that you were doing at that moment, which was lishma, which was good. But then you had another machshava during the shchita on the zrika, that when I'm going to do the throwing of the blood, I'm going to do it shaloi lishma. Dama that he said, harin yesheichet is a Pesach lishma. As he's slaughtering, he said, you know, I'm slaughtering this carbon Pesach for its namesake for carbon Pesach. However, I'm also doing it lizrik dama shaloi lishma with the intention to then throw the blood shaloi lishma. Now, as Rashi explains, here you can't say, although it's in one Aveda, you can't say, even according to a mayor, Tafas Lashon Rishon, that's the first thought that he had that's the primary, because that second thought was regarding a separate Aveda. And therefore, the Kamash Malan, the Chiddush of our Mishnah would be, with the Sefer case, which is like Reb Meir, because it's talking about two different Avodas, that the Mechashvin Me'avoda La'avoda, that you could have a Machshava, a thought, which in this case is an invalidating thought, from one Avoda to another one, and that is to do that next one with a Machshava Psul, it becomes possible right away, even if he ultimately doesn't even do this Zrika Shalal Lishma. And the Gemara says, "V'hayne b'ayde Rav Papa." That's essentially what Rav Papa was questioning in Masechtas Zvachim, where he says regarding doing a machshava from avoda to avoda, where the Gemara says that Rav Papa asked, he says, maybe that's gufa the chiddush, that you could have a machshava from one avoda to another, and that is you can have invalidating psul, although when you're doing the shechita, you're doing it l'shechita l'shma. But then you're having a thought, let me do a different avoda, shalei lishma, which even if you don't do that shalei lishma, but now this avoda can invalidate the next avoda by having the machshava now, that would be what the Prabhupada was asking, and that would be essentially what the Mishnah would be mechadesh. The Gemara is saying it's not a raya. Our Mishnah could be talking about two different avodas, even like Reb Meir. And although the Reisha is talking about two different avodas, that's talking about the regular, generic case of two different avodas, where you have machshava lishma in the shechita, and then a separate shalai lishma by zrika. The sefer that's talking about lishmai v'shalai lishmai is that you had both of those thoughts in the shechita. However, it's even according to Reb Meir, it would be considered a psul of two avodas because you had the thought on a different avoda, and therefore it wouldn't be included in that Tavas Lashon Rishon, and that is the chiddush of the sefer, and therefore it's not a raya that the safest case is talking about in one avoda like Rabbi Yossi. So the Gemara continues to attempt to bring a raya. Who is our Mishnah like? Is it like Rabbi Yossi or even like Rabbi Meir? So Toshema, another raya from our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, Oy shaloi lishmai u lishmai pasal. Or if it was done shaloi lishmai, and then it was done lishmai, it's going to be pasul. Now, hechadam, what's the understanding of that case? Again, our case is the other case that we're discussing. We're discussing if it was done lishmai and then shaloi lishmai, was that two avodas or one avoda? But then there's a different case in our Mishnah of when it was done first shaloi lishmai and then lishmai. So how do we understand that case? Inem mishta avodas, if we're going to say that that's talking about two different avodas. Now, hashta lishmai v'shaloi lishmai. If, regarding the case of when it was first done lishmai and then shaloi lishmai, where the first avoda was done kosher with validity because you first had the thought lishma, and yet in spite of that amrit pasul, you say that it's pasul with the second machshava that was invalid. Therefore, shaloi lishma v'lishmai mibaya. So then, what would the Mishnah be teaching us by saying that when it was done first lishma, when it was first done shaloi lishma and then lishma, that's going to be pasul? What do you mean? Since it's already possible by the first avoda, how would it then become kosher by doing the second one lishma? It's already invalid from the first machshav of being done shalal lishma. That would be a question if they're both talking about, which is what the first case we're talking about, of two different avodas. In other words, if the case of under discussion, which is what we were discussing regarding it was first lishma, then shalal lishma, if that's two different avodas. So therefore, we know that even if the first avoda was done b'kosher, and then the second one is being done shalal lishma, it's possible. So then regarding when it's, again, being done with two different avodas, because they're the same case, that it was first done shaloi lishma, then lishma, why would you have to say that? The first avodah is already done, and it's already done bipsul. What would be the chiddush of saying that it's going to be pasul if the second one is going to be done lishma? It's most definitely, it's already pasul in the first one. Elulav, so that's what the Gemara wants to bring a raya, we have to say b'avodah achas. It must be talking about that they were in one avodah, and that is when it says it was being done lishma, and then shaloi lishma, that's going to be possible, that was coming to exclude from Reb Meir, that he says, tavas lashon rishon, that's what wanted to say, that even if it was first done lishma, and then shaloi lishma, in the same avodah, it's going to be possible, like Reb Yasi. However, we also needed the other case of shaloi lishma first, and then lishma that it's possible, because that is to say that I would think that maybe it would be kosher. Because like Rabbi Yossi says, what do you mean, toughest Lashon Achron that he says? And then that means that you retracted from what you originally said, and therefore when you're slaughtering it, you go based on the last interpretation, which was that it should be done lishma. And that Rabbi Yossi teaches, no. Af b'gma dvarv matemitmas. A person is defined by both statements, not just the first, which is not like Rabbi Meir, and not even just like by the last. And therefore to think that it would be kosher when it was first done shaloi lishma and then lishma. And therefore, it's not a retraction. Rather, both makshavas have validity. And that's why we needed to tell you in one avayda that lishma and shalo lishma, or shalo lishma and lishma, are going to be possible. And therefore, this is what the Gemara concludes. Amid the Seifa, and from the fact that the case of the Seifa, which was shalo lishma first, and then lishma. Since that obviously has to be told by avayda achas, by one avayda, as we said, because by two avaydas, you don't need it. Because what would be the chiddush in saying by two avaydas? If it's already puzzle, you already did shalo lishma machshava by the first avodah, what would be the havamina? What would the thought be to say there would be kasha by then doing it lishma by the next avodah? And therefore, resha, then that must prove, because they're both obviously talking about the same type of case, same terminology, lishma, shalo lishma, or shalo lishma first and shalo lishma. So the resha of lishma and then shalo lishma must also, nami b'avodah achas, must also be told by one avodah, and therefore, that seems to be a clear raya that our Mishnah is like Rabbi Yasi. And I think Moses is loy. No, it's not a raya. Truthfully, we could say that the Seif is talking about that it was by two different avodas. Then the question becomes, what do you mean? It's already puzzle from the first avodah, which was done already shaloi lishma, as we said. That maybe you would tell me a chiddush when the first one lishma and then the second one shaloi lishma, fine. But what would be the chiddush if there are two different avodas of saying when the first one shaloi lishma and then lishma? And then the Gemara says, the truth is that you're right. It's a very valid question. You wouldn't need the case of the Sefer to say if the first one's already done Shalei Lishma, and then the next Avay Lishma, that it's to tell you that it's possible. However, Va'aydi D'tani Lishmai V'Shalei Lishma, but once we mentioned the case of first being Lishma and then Shalei Lishma, which is, again, we're trying to resolve that the Mishnah could be like Rimeya by two different Avaydis, and that would be a Chiddush, although we explained that the first part of the Mishnah, the first case, is already telling you the case of Lishma and then Shalei Lishma. But then we said that the Seifa, which is the case of Lishma and then Shalei Lishma, would be teaching you that you could have a Machshava from one Avodah to another, and that is by the Shechita. You had in mind to do the Shechita Lishma, but then to do the Zrika Shalei Lishma. That is why we had to tell you that case of Lishma and Shalei Lishma, that essentially it's like two different avodas, and therefore it's even like a mayor. So tani nami shalei lishma lishma. Therefore, we said the reverse of when the first avodah was done shalei lishma then lishma. But you're right; in the truth, we really didn't need it because you're right. There is no chiddush whatsoever in that case. It's pretty obvious that if even the first one was lishma and then the second avodah was shalei lishma, most definitely when you already did the first avodah shalei lishma, doing the next avodah lishma cannot go ahead and validate it. And therefore, the Gemara says it's not a raya that the Mishnah is like Rabbi Yasi, because in truth we only said it because we had to say the flip side, the other type of a case, which was first lishma and then shalei lishma, to tell you that chiddush of Eve that you could be mechashev a psul from one avodah to another avodah. So the Gemara continues trying to prove a raya who our Mishnah is like, if it's like it, that is told by this psul of lishma and shalei lishma was by one avodah, and therefore our Mishnah is like Reb Yasi, or was even by two avodahs like Reb Meir. So the Gemara says, Toshma, let's bring a raya from the next Mishnah on the coming daf that says, again, it continues with regarding invalidations of the carbon pesach. Shachtu shloi la'ichlev. If the carbon pesach was slaughtered for those that cannot consume the carbon, for example, someone that's ill or someone that's elderly, where they cannot eat a kazayas of a carbon pesach, which is mandatory to be considered that was eaten from, and there was no one else that was counted among those that were going to be part of this carbon pesach, then such a carbon pesach is going to be invalid because the pasuk says ish lefi achloi. Has to be each man according to what he can eat from the carbon, which means they say that they have to be fit to eat, and therefore if you're slaughtering it, shaloi la'ichlev, for people that cannot eat it, the carbon's going to be possible. Another psul of shaloi lemnuyav, for those that were not counted on them, that is, let's say there were a group of people that were counted for this carbon, but then it was slaughtered for a different group that wasn't counted among these. Or la'arelim, if the carbon pesach was slaughtered for those who are uncircumcised. And that is talking about a case of a Jewish person that his brothers died because of circumcision. Therefore, he cannot do the milah. because of a chazaka that he's going to die from the bris milah. However, he's still invalid from eating the Karban Pesach, as the Pasuk says, kol ara lo yochel bo, someone that's uncircumcised cannot eat the Karban Pesach. Or if it was slaughtered litmeim, for people that are ritually impure, they're also forbidden from consuming kachem. That's for old kachem, and they have a chiyuv of karis if they eat it. So possible, if the carbon was slaughtered for the purpose of any of these types of people who are invalid, then the carbon is going to be a possible carbon. Now, the Gemara develops the raya. Halacha, regarding this next Mishnah on the coming daf, pshita b'avoda achas, that's obvious that doing the shechita, that machshava was by one avoda, and that's because it was just one machshava, so obviously it's being done in one avoda. In other words, all you need is one avoda. Now, umid seifa b'avoda achas, from the fact that the Gemara calls it a seifa because the Mishnah was cut into two, here's on our daf is the first half of the Mishnah, then the coming Mishnah, which is the continuation of this theme, is, so to speak, the seifa of this Mishnah. So from the fact that that's talking about by one avoda, which is, again, all you need to invalidate it, so it's talking about by one avoda, so reishanami, so that would seem to be a right that the beginning of that Mishnah, in other words, our Mishnah, is also talking about by one avoda. In other words, even by one avoda, it's still going to be considered a psul, even if you did first lishma, then shalom lishma, which is nalik Meir, who says that tavas lashon rishon, and he would say that it's going to be kasha. So therefore, you see a clear raya from that next Mishnah that we're talking about cases of avoda achas, and therefore our Mishnah is also talking about avoda achas. And nothing more says, what do you mean, the iria? Is that a proof whatsoever? Hakadisa vakadisa. Even if you're calling it, let's say, one Mishnah, Reisha and Seif at the beginning and the end, however, it's not a Raya. This is like its case, and this is like its case. In other words, Seifa, regarding the case of the Seifa, which is talking about one thought, and therefore you could only say it's talking about Ba'avayda Achas, by one Avayda, because it would only apply for one Avayda. If you're doing the Shechita, let's say, for those that are not counted or cannot eat, it's something that's in the validation of one. And therefore, that's, as we said, it's talking about by one Avayda. But by Reisha, regarding the case of the Reisha, which is talking about by two different machshavas, as we said, we're talking about it's Lishmai and then Shalai Lishmai, so then we could say that Iba Avayda Achas, it could be talking about by one Avayda, and you're right, then the Mishnah would not be like Meir. But Iba Shtei Avaydas, if we want, we could say it's talking about two different Avaydas and not by one Avayda, and then therefore our Mishnah could be like Meir. In other words, it's not a Raya, essentially, our Gemara saying, you're right, it could be by one Avayda, but it could be by two Avaydas. The same has to be talking about by one Avayda because it's one Machshava. Here that we're talking about two different Machshavas, Lishmai for Shalashmai, it could be that it's talking about by two different Avaydas, and it could be like Meir, and therefore there's no Raya. So Tashma, the Gemara continues trying to bring a raya again from that Mishnah on the coming daf. It says, lo'ichlov v'shaloi lo'ichlov. So we said if it was done, shaloi lo'ichlov, for those that cannot consume it, the carbon is going to be invalid, the carbon Pesach. However, let's say he did it for those that could eat, and also for those that cannot eat, and the Gemara is going to explain in a moment what exactly that case is. Then kosher, then it's going to be valid, as the Gemara develops. Hey Chidami, what is the understanding of this case in the coming Mishnah? If you say that by two different avoides, in other words, the shechita was done for those that can consume it, with the intention to throw the blood for those that cannot consume it. And on that, the coming Mishnah is saying that it's kosher, and that it's v'taima, and the reason why it's going to be kosher in such a case is the chashiv bezrika, because you had the machshava of a machshava psul, of let's say throwing the blood for those that cannot consume it, and that was going on the zrika. And why would that be kosher? We just said before that you could be mechashem avoid lavoida. Because de'im machshavas oichel mizrikam, because the psul, the machshava of doing it for those that cannot eat it, is not an invalidation by the zrika, because it's only a psul by achila. And that is this, that there has to be those that can consume it, which is excludes regarding someone that's ill or someone that's elderly. That does not invalidate by zrika, because only by shechita, by the slaughtering, does the Pasuk refer that it has to be those that could eat it. Lefi ochle tuchus, the Pasuk says. And that, as the Gemara later explains, that's a reference to slaughtering, to shechita. So therefore, we find that invalidation only by shechita, not by zrika. So that would make sense why, if we said that it's talking about by two different avaydas, that you did la'ichlav, v'shalay la'ichlav, that is, you first did the shechita la'ichlav, which is good. Then you did the zrika, shalay l'shem la'ichlav. In other words, when you were doing the shechita, you had that in mind, that would not be a problem, because it doesn't have to be la'ichlav. But then the inference is, habavoida achas, but if they were both done by one avoida, that kagoyim b'shchita, for example, by the shchita, that you had in mind, both lemnuyiv and shaloi lemnuyiv, dimahanyi be machshavas oichlam, that would sound like that then the machshava of being done shaloi l'oichlam, that psul would be valid and there would be puzzle. And even in such a case where you said that it should be l'oichlam v'shaloi l'oichlam, But that doesn't make sense because of our Kaimelon, because the Gemara says later on, Dav Samach Aleph Amad Aleph, that Miktsas Oichlin, that when you're having a mind to slaughter Karban Pesach, for some of the people, of that group that you're having in mind, some of them could eat. For example, like our case, where we're saying that if you have in mind la'ichlav vishalay la'ichlav in one avoida, and now you're slaughtering for all these people, loy pasila. We know that that does not invalidate a Karban Pesach. And the reason why, as Rashi explains, is because since you're slaughtering for all of them, therefore, since you cannot have a kazayis of meat without slaughtering the entire animal, and therefore that means at least you're doing the shrita l'shem oichlav, because there are some that are oichlav and they need you to slaughter it because you can't have even a kazayis, which is one person, without slaughtering the entire thing. And the Rashi, the Gemara later on will explain why is that any different than when you do it l'shmoy v'shaloy l'shmoy in one avoid this puzzle, whereas here when you do it l'oichlav and shaloy l'oichlav, it's going to be kasha. However, the Gemara says from the next Mishnah, It seems that you cannot interpret it as talking about two different avodas, and that is the reason why it's kosher is because you did again the shechita la'ichlav, which is okay, and even though you did the zrika shloi la'ichlav, that's also okay because only the shechita has to be la'ichlav. But then that inference would be, but if you did that in one avodah, it would be possible. But that's not true because doing the shechita la'ichlav is shloi la'ichlav, which means to say at least if some of them are la'ichlav, that would be invalid. We know the halacha is that's going to be kosher. So therefore, we continue on to Amud Beis, which the Gemara says, El Olav B'Avodah Achas, must be that when the following Mishnah was saying that when you do it L'Oichlav, Shaloi L'Oichlav, that even in one Avodah, it's also going to be Kasher. And that is, the Mishnah over there was talking about whether it was with one Avodah or even two Avodahs, both of them are going to be Kasher if it's L'Oichlav, Shaloi L'Oichlav. As we explained, when it's done by one avodah, for example, in the shechita, that's going to be kosher because we said as long as some of them have oichlav, it's not going to invalidate it. And now, even if it's done with two avodahs, that's also going to be okay because, for example, if you did the shechita la'oichlav and you did the zrika shalei la'oichlav, although the entire zrika was done shalei la'oichlav, that we explain that's kosher because a machshava of oichlim, meaning in other words, for those that cannot consume it, is not absorbed by zrika because the pasuk of techaisa only says regarding the techaisa, which is regarding shechita. So now the Gemara concludes the raya. So, if we just prove that the coming Mishnah's case is talking about when it says l'mnuya b'shalay l'mnuya b'tkasher is even by one avoida and also by two avoidas, so reisha nami, so then the reisha, in other words, a reference to our Mishnah, also that when it's done l'shmoy b'shalay l'shmoy, that it's possible is also b'avoida achas, that's also by one avoida, and that is, why would that be possible? As Rabbi Yaisi said, because even with a person's Gemar Dvar, which the conclusion of the statement was Shaloi Lishmoy, that also is going to be valid, and that's like Rabbi Yaisi and not like Rabbi Meir. And therefore the Gemara says, that seems to be a Raya, that from there that it's talking about one case, here it's also one case, and therefore that's like Rabbi Yaisi. But again the Gemara says, Midi Iria, is that a Raya from the next case, in other words, from the coming Mishnah? Hakadisa, Vakadisa, that's like their case, and ours is like our case, and that is Seifa B'Avoida Achas. You're right, the Seifa is by one Avoida. But Vereisha, regarding our Mishnah, what I'll tell you that Oyba Avoida Achas, it could be talking about, yes, it could be talking about one Avoida, and then it would be like Rabbi Yaisi. Oyba Shli Avoidas, or it could be talking about two different Avoidas, and therefore, and it's not by one Avoida, and therefore it would be like Rabbi Meir. And that is because if it was by one Avoida, if you had done Lishmoy during the Shechita, and then in the middle of the same Shechita, then you do Shaloi Lishmoy, that it would be Kosher, because you do say Tavas Lashon Rishon, and therefore the Gemara does not conclude the question of Rav Papa regarding our Mishnah of the case of Lishmoy B'Shaloi Lishmoy. There is no conclusive raya from our Mishnah or the coming Mishnah to know if they're talking about one case when you did the Shechita, you started off Lishmoy, then you ended off Shaloi Lishmoy. If it was in one avoid, let's say, of Shechita, and therefore that would be, if you're saying Pasul, like our Mishnah says, like Rabbi Yaisi, who he says that both the beginning and the end have valid power regarding the machshava, and therefore it's going to be puzzle, or it's only told by two different avodas, and therefore it would be even like Reb Meir, who he says that although he says tavas lashon rishon, but each avod is judged separately, and therefore if you do this, let's say the shechita lishma, and then you do the zrika shalei lishma, that would also be puzzle even according to Reb Meir, and therefore it's again it's inconclusive. What's the case of a mishnah, and consequently who's the tan of our mishnah? Now the Gemara continues on the topic related to our Mishnah, again, of doing part of it Lishmai and part of it Shaloi Lishmai. Ibailu, they had the following question. Pesach Sheshachtu B'Shayimai Sashana. Regarding a Karban Pesach that was slaughtered not on Erev Pesach, on other days of the year. For example, if let's say someone separated Karban Pesach a long time before, ready for Pesach. The halacha is that it's valid for a Karban Shlamim not on Erev Pesach, which the Gemara says later on the Ayinim Beis. Now, if it was slaughtered with the intention of being a Korban Pesach, not during Yudal Nisan, not in Erev Pesach, then it's invalid. And to the contrary, if it's slaughtered as a Korban Shlomim, which generally is not okay on Erev Pesach, but now that it's not Erev Pesach, then if it was slaughtered for Shlomim, then it would be kosher. So now, based on that criteria, the Gemara has the following question. Lishmai v'shaloi lishmai. If not on Yudal Nisan, let's say sometime throughout in the middle of the year, someone first has a machshava of lishmai and then shaloi lishmai, mahu, what would be the halacha? As the Gemara explains, mi asi shaloi lishmai, do we say that the later machshava of shaloi lishmai, which is for it to be a shlama, which is not what it really started off being, which is Korban Pesach, that later machshava comes, umapik le midei lishmai, it removes it from the first machshava that you had, which was lishmai, which was Pesach, umachshur le, and that would validate the carbon, because, as we said, to the contrary of Erev Pesach, it's only kosher as a shlam the rest of the year, not as a Pesach. And therefore, although generally we know shaloi lishmai being problematic and lishmai being good, the rest of the year, the Korban Pesach is a problem lishmai, meaning Pesach, and it's only good shaloi lishmai. So do we say that your later machshava of shaloi lishmai is the deciding factor and removes it from its original machshava of lishmai, and hence it would validate it, or maybe not? So the Gemara says, Ki asu Rav Dimi Yama, when Rav Dimi came to Bavel, he said, Amrita lishmaita kameder biyami, I said this following statement that I wanted to show from a binyana, from a fundamental building block principle, that it should be possible in that case, although you ended off with shaloi lishmai, and I said this in front of Yirmi, and I said the following logic. Hayil v'lishmai machshir bizmanai, since the machshava of lishmai, which is for the namesake that it is of a Korban Pesach, makes it kosher in its proper time, which is on Yudal Nisan. V'shaloi lishmai machshir v'shaloi bizmanai, and now not for its namesake, which is the Shlomim, makes it kosher, not in its proper time. In other words, for the rest of the year, not Yudal Nisan. So therefore, we see that they're similar. And therefore, this is where it's related to the discussion that we were talking about before from our Mishnah. Ma lishmai hamachshir bizmani, just like when it's done lishmai, which makes it kosher in its proper time. Ein maitzi midei shaloi lishmai, it does not remove it from the first machshava of shaloi lishmai to say that the only defining criteria is going to be the last statement that you said, and to say that it's going to be kosher when it was first slaughtered shaloi lishmai and then lishmai, which that case of our Mishnah, which was not the case we were just discussing, we said everyone agrees to that's going to be possible, because the first one, which is what Rameyer always says, shaloi lishmai, is definitely going to be possible. Even contrary to Biyasi, who says even Gemara Dvarvat Nitvas, but also you go with the first statement. So when you start off shaloi lishmai, the second machshava you have does not remove it from that, and therefore af shaloi lishmai. So therefore, the same logic applies to shaloi lishmai. In other words, when you're having in mind for it to be shlamim, hamachshir shlibizmani, which is what validates it, not during the Yudal Nisan, rather the rest of the year, that they're also ein maitzi midei lishmai. That would not remove it from lishmai, which is invalidating the rest of the year, to say that, no, the main idea, the main criteria is the last statement you're saying to say it's kosher. Upasal, and therefore it makes sense to say that it's going to be pasal. It seems to be the same thing, just in the reverse, but that's the same idea. What we're calling starting off lishmai, then shaloi lishmai, is really like a Korban Pesach, an Erev Pesach, of being shaloi lishmai then lishmai, which we don't allow the lishmai to remove it from the shaloi lishmai. Here also, the shaloi lishmai will not be able to make it kosher by removing it from the original lishmai. V'amar li, however, Yirmi told me, loy. It's not true, the logic that you're saying. Im amarta b'shaloi lishmai, because if you say, regarding this psul of bizmani, which is the case of our Mishnah, which is told by that you started off with shaloi lishmai, let's say it's Erev Pesach, you have the Korban Pesach, you start off with bringing the Korban Pesach, not for its namesake, let's say for a shlam. There, that's a very strong psul. And therefore, as the Gemara is going to explain, the next machshava of lishmai cannot remove you from that. Because why is that shaloi lishmai such a strong psul? Shekein noik, because that psul applies b'chol hazvachem. Making any carbon shaloi lishmai is an invalidation by any carbon, either to totally invalidate the carbon, like by Korban Pesach and Chatos, or at least to remove it from fulfilling the obligation of the bailam, of the owners, which is regarding all other karbanis. It's not like he fulfilled his obligation. Like the Mishnah explains in the beginning of Masechet Zvachim, that kol hazvachim shenizbuchu shaloi lishmai, any carbon that was slaughtered not for its namesake, is going to be kosher to throw the blood and to sacrifice the sacrificial parts and to eat its meat. However, it's like, oh, bailam shem chayva, it will not fulfill the obligations that the owner was bringing it for. Besides Korban Pesach and Chatos, where it's even more that it's totally invalid, you can't even do any of the avodas. So therefore, we see that this psula of Shalosh Shema applies to all karbanos, and therefore it makes sense to say, which is what our Mishnah is saying, that then the later machshava of Lishma cannot come and remove it from the invalidation of Shalosh Shema that it started off with. However, Taimar, can you say the same thing regarding the psul of Bilishmai, which is when you bring the Karban Pesach for the sake of Pesach, not during Erev Pesach, but rather the rest of the year, Shekein Einen Noig B'chol HaZvachim, which that invalidation does not apply to all other Karbanos, Ela B'Pesach B'Vad, only regarding the Karban Pesach, which is regarding the rest of the year. We don't find by any other Karban that it's going to be a psul bringing it Lishmai, only for Pesach, which is unique, that the rest of the year it could only be brought out as a shlam, hence bringing it as a Pesach, the rest of the year is going to be a psul. And therefore, since that's a very lenient, it's a very lax psul, that we only find it as an added stringency on the Karban Pesach, maybe there shaloi lishmai, which is what would validate it as a shlam the rest of the year, maybe they could remove it from the psul of lishmai, and maybe it would make a kasher. And therefore, it's not a raya, Rabbi Yirmiyahu told him to show from that logic that it's going to be psul. So therefore the Gemara says, my Havilah. So what is the conclusion regarding that question? Regarding a Karban Pesach, the rest of the year, that first you start over with a Machshava of Lishma, which again is not good the rest of the year. Then you had a Machshava of Shaloi Lishma, which is good by making it a Shlam. What is the Halacha? Will Shaloi Lishma remove it from that Psul of Lishma, because it is different than our Mishnah, and make a Kasher or not? And that the Gemara says, Amar Rava, Pesach Sheshachtu B'Shayim Sashana Lishmai B'Shaloi Lishmai, it's going to be Kasher. Which is similar to what Rabbi Yirmiyahu had said, that it's not a raya from our Mishnah, that it's going to be kasher, because the shalei lishmai will make it kasher. And he explains, because the ha'stamai lishmakai, generally, a carbon Pesach, as any carbon, is generally the stama of it. In other words, without any other proof to the contrary, we say that it's going to be brought as its namesake is. Yet, vafil hachi, in spite of that, ki shachet le shalei lishmai, if the rest of the year, When you're bringing the Karban Pesach as a shlamim, which you're bringing it then shaloi lishmai, which not for its namesake of a Pesach, rather shlamim, then it's going to be kasher. Amma, what you see from there is, asi shaloi lishmai, u'mapik limidei lishmai. We see that a shaloi lishmai machshava, meaning bringing the Karban Pesach as a shlamim, which is shaloi lishmai the rest of the year, could remove it from its original status of lishma, which was for Karban Pesach, which is what any carbon is in its status quo, in its default position. And therefore, kishachit nami lishmai b'shalai lishmai, then even when you're slaughtering it, and you first have a machshav of bringing it as a Karban Pesach, the rest of the year, and then you have the proper kavanah of shalai lishmai, there you say the same thing. Asi shalai lishmai, mapik lishmai lishmai, will say that the later machshav of shalai lishmai could remove it from its first position of lishma, and therefore you're going to say that it's kosher. Just like we find by when you just regular go shalai lishma, you're also removing it from its default position of lishma, and it's going to be kasher. Therefore, here also, even when you start off lishma, shalai lishma, it has in its capacity to remove it from lishma and make it kasher. To which the Gemara asks, Amalir of Adabar Ava L'Rava, how could you compare what you're proving from stama lishma to when you actually say lishma, which again, both are would be invalidating the rest of the year, to then make it shalai lishma? Because maybe it's different from when you actually verbalize it or when you have the machshava, when you start off saying, I'm doing this lishma, from when you didn't say it. And that is, even though when you don't start off saying lishma, which we said, which is, let's say, by the case of when you just have stama lishma, that generally we just take for granted that it's going to be lishma, and then we said later, that's where you wanted to prove from, that then you're going to say shalai lishma the rest of the year, it's going to be kasher. However, maybe where you actually did say, and you started off saying that's going to be lishma, maybe there would be pasul. And the reason is that there should be such a difference. Because la'ichlav v'shaloi la'ichlav kasha. As we said, the coming Mishnah tells us that regarding the case of where a person first, where he says, I want this carbon Pesach to be for those that could consume it, and for those that cannot consume it, it's going to be kasher. Yet, v'chalhecha d'shachet le'shaloi la'ichlav l'chudei pasul. But when you're only slaughtering it for those that cannot consume it, it's going to be pasul. Now, vamai. And this is where the Gemara develops the question on Rava, this discrepancy. Hastama la'echlav kai. Now, generally a carbon is brought for those that can eat it. Now, and therefore we see that even though stama, that the default position of a carbon is that it's being brought for those that could consume it, yet in spite of that, our Mishnah says later, on that next Mishnah, when it's brought only shalei la'ichlav, that could remove it from its stama, from its default position, and say that it's pasul. However, still, when he first says, I want to bring it for those that can eat it, and then he says, for those that cannot eat it, we don't say that the statement of saying, I want to bring it for those that cannot eat it, that that removes it from the statement, I want to bring it for those that could eat it, and we say that it's kosher. So what's that understanding? Why is that any different? In other words, if you're saying that you're making a parallel between stama and when you say it, that both are removing it from that first position, and therefore you're trying to prove that Shaloi Lishma can remove it from Lishma, which is what the Pesach is, Stam Lishma. But regarding the cases of the next Mishnah, regarding when you're doing it, Shaloi Lemnuyav, that the default position is also that's being brought for those that could consume it. And therefore, why is there a difference in Halacha regarding when you first say, that when you only say I'm doing it Shaloi L'Eichlab, where that could remove it from the Stama, that therefore it's going to be puzzle. Yet when you first said, I'm going to bring it la'eichlav, and then you say shalai la'eichlav, that does not remove it. That will be kasha. That will not be puzzle. So therefore you see that there is a discrepancy. Ella, what you have to say is, shani hecha da'amar, mehecha da'layamar, that there must be a difference from when you actually said, I'm going to bring it for those that are consuming it, and then you say for those that are not going to consume it, that's not going to invalidate. It's not going to remove it from those that you said it. Whereas when you didn't say it, it's just stama that for those that could eat it. By just saying that I'm going to bring it for those that cannot eat it, it will remove it from that. And therefore, hachanami here also, shani hecha da'amar mehecha da'layamar, maybe there is a difference between from when you actually verbalized it, which was to say it lishma, but on the Karban Pesach the rest of the year, which would invalidate it, then when you're saying shalei lishma, that cannot remove it, and it wouldn't be arrived from the case of stama lishma, which when you say the rest of the year, I'm doing a shalei lishma, that would remove it. As we see from the coming Mishnah, that there is that difference. So Amalei, so Rav responded to that question, Midi Iria, is that similar whatsoever? Can you compare the cases of the coming Mishnah of La'eichlav, that where we say stama, that removing it from the stama La'eichlav, to the case of stama L'shma, to learn out from the two of them and say, oh, just like over there, there's a difference here, there's also differences? No. Bishlam Ahasam, we can understand over there regarding the case of L'shma, which that stama is very strong. And that is because as long as it didn't remove the name of Pesach from it, so then b'shchita regarding the slaughtering, as Rava says that I had explained my logic before, so then we say that the default position is definitely going to be for lishma, and then therefore even though when you then say shaloi lishma, it's going to remove it from its stama. So therefore, that was my logic to say, therefore, even when you first say you're going to do it lishma, then you could also learn from there that shalei lishma would go ahead and remove it from that, because there is no difference between when you say it or when you don't say it. But then you asked for me, wait a second, oh, I could show you from the coming Mishnah that there is a difference in when you said libnuyev or when there was just stama libnuyev. But that's not a raya. Elahacha over here by the coming Mishnah, when it's regarding for those that could consume the Karban Pesach or not, stami la'eichlav kai? Do you think that the default position is that it's for those that will consume that can consume the Karban Pesach? Do you think that stama, that default position, is so strong to say that it's for those that consume it, and therefore to show that there's a discrepancy between when you say or when you don't? But it's not true. Dilma mimshchi hani, because maybe these people that are part of the group will remove themselves from this group. Rather, they'll sell it to a different group, and then another group will come and be those people of that group. And therefore, basically what the Gemara's question is that there is no such a strong stama. In other words, Rav is saying, by my case of lishma, that stama is a rock-solid stama. We say that it's stama that you're doing it lishma when you're doing the shechita, and therefore, if shalei lishma could remove it from that, it could do it even when you verbalize it. But here, yes, of course there's going to be a difference regarding nuyav when it's stama or when you actually verbalize it. Because that stama is not even it's not a strong stama, it's not an alimus of a stama to say that, of course, that when you're going to do it, shaloi nuyav, it could remove it. But it's not going to be able to remove it when you verbalize it, because that stama is not full-fledged. It's not like we learn the Mishnah on Daf Peitesim et Alf, that nimnin, that people could count among to be part of a group, or for those that want to remove themselves from a group that was already counted on them, they could remove themselves from it until the carbon is actually slaughtered. And therefore, Rav is concluding, is saying that stomach is not such a strong default for that it's going to be for those that could consume it. And therefore, there's no riot regarding the discrepancy of the coming Mishnah, where although that then by that stomach, the machshava of shaloi lo'ichlev could remove it from that stomach and invalidate it, to say that there's a difference that when he actually says at first that it's going to be brought leminuyav, to where you don't say, because over there, again, as we said, is because it's not a strong stomach. And therefore, we could say that the first group is going to remove themselves from it, and they're going to, then who's going to be the new group? Maybe it's going to be a chayla and a zakin, and therefore it's going to be slaughtered for those that cannot consider it, and that's why it's going to be pasul. Again, but whereas in contrast to the case of when he says it's going to be la'ichlav, shalay la'ichlav, where then it's going to be, at least some of them is going to be la'ichlav, it's not going to be pasul. And therefore we have resolved the question that was on Rava, that is, the halacha is, could be like Rava, that when the Karban Pesach is brought shalay bizmanai, and that it's first brought lishmai, which again is invalidating, and then shalay lishmai, that shalay lishmai will remove it. It will be kashering it from the first invalidation of lishma. Because as we find the entire year, when you're bringing the Karban Pesach as a Karban Shlam, you're only doing it Shalai Lishma, but that's removing it from a strong stum of Lishma, because that's what the Karban is normally brought for. However, it's not a difficulty from the Kalim Mishnah of Lemnuyib Shalai Lemnuyib, that there is a discrepancy, because that is that, and truthfully, that Shalai Lemnuyib would make it puzzle. And that's because the stomach has no real stomias to it. It doesn't have such a strong default position, because they could back out and change it, whereas you can't back out and change from lishma. It always has to be lishma by the Karban Pesach. And if you're doing it otherwise, that's removing it from a strong stomach. Therefore, the same thing would be even if you verbalize it. And that's why that's like Rava, that even if you verbalize lishma, and then shalei lishma, it's going to be kasha.